Begin the current daf itself. The shum daf samach begin amen al begin teres mas begin with zigmar mishum daf lay trumas hadash and big. They couldn't b'chulu. Yeah, you can't learn now from there that there's going to be meili even lacha nas mitzvase because not just trumas hadash. So it's a big dekuna. Teres points out meilo perik vlad chatos. Gemara yumin daf yiral from base. Kama says originally it says a different proposition. Mishum daf trumas hadash and beivori sar mishtalech b'chulu. Because trumas hadash and the limbs of the star that sent lazazel. Oh, they're both nas mitzvahs and still asabana. Which on that apart, the Gemara asked, well, hanichel mandama, that's only good according to one who says that it's a mishtalech, and then you now have benefit from it. The mandama and then, according to one, you get benefit, what are you going to say? And then the Gemara says, oh, okay, like our Gemara says over here, oh, that is also big day kahuna. Next says, Mazel, to begin with, the Gemara, mandama, lamda, but according to the one that says, that you can learn it from two psukim, Michael, what are you going to say? You still should be able to learn that even lachash nas mitzvahs is going to be me'ilam. Says that he's having a mutl shnu. The Gemara could have answered the man dama malam. Then you're right. According to the one that says you could learn from the psukim sabla karab on drab days heels. However, like drab days that we just brought before, that the havelu hashda shleish ksubim because they hold that actually you have the big tikkuhuna and you have egla rufa and you have trumas adeshin, which then you have three psukim. But and therefore that according to everyone a malam then well el bayish shnu. But the Gemara wants to answer if elim tim slam and sabla karab yish drab days even if you like drab days so you don't have three, you only have two. That even so. Like the Gemara ultimately answers because as we continue next to the Masl, so it begins with the Gemara Trimi Udik Sivir. There's two exclusions from the Pesukim of both of them, of Trimas Hadeshin and Egla Rufa, and therefore, that's how we know to exclude like the case of Damdor being over here. Now Tosa wonders, Bechara Basagi, truth is, with one meat would have been sufficient, because as we'll see in Tosa's discussion, that you have Shnei Ksuvim, and you have the meat, which like makes it like three Ksuma Bum Kechad. So why need two meatim? And Vachem Save Perk Kalabasa, so to the same question you have in the Gemara and Chulnav Kofikim on Beit, it's going to be Izim Ho Izim. The Gemara there is discussing regarding Basa B'cholav, Lissabash Gadiba Chalev Imoi, which is, when it comes to tell us, when it says Gedi Izim, then it means Izim. When it just says Gedi, Lissabash Gadiba Chalev Imoi means any meat. And that you know because it says one place Gedi Izim, it says another place Gedi Ho Izim. So that's telling you that, only when it says Izim. Why do you need two places to say that? Just say one place, Gedi Izim. I'll know that generally Gedi, without the word Izim, is not necessarily Izim. So the same question you have over there. So it says, nearly, it seems to me, the Ilik Sevei L'chad Mi'uta, if we only had one exclusion, I mean, I would have thought to say, Nehi the Ilik Sevei Mi'uta. You're right. If there would be no meat, Lo'y Matin Midi, we wouldn't exclude anything, because we're
going like the mandam of the whole the shneksum of mikach malamdin that yeah when you have two psukim saying the same idea that actually could come to teach but become welcome however hashta the chsim miuta b'chabinah b'nava that has by one of those two psukim that yeah generally be malamdin it has a miut that you're right now it's the psukim teaching the same idea which Tosis is showing us what was really bothering what was his question. And when he does like you're right. Although when you have three psukim, you can teach. But says no, because Hanimili, when we say this is kilek siv b'chaduch, only even all three psukim not in the same place. Three psukim saying it, oh, it must be that it's these are the exceptions to the law, and you can't learn out from that. Avlahocha the trei menayik siv b'chaduch, but here where two of the three are in one place, because the trumas hadeshin has in it, let's say, its own miut. Havli mirach miut. So actually, it's a miut. Because they're saying only over here and nowhere else. And it has another miut, which is, let's say, v'samoy, only it and nothing else. And actually, a double exclusion actually comes to include. That's what I would have said, had it only had one miut. And you'd have another miut by the other pasuk to know that, no, specifically only over here do the place we say me'ila even after the mitzvah is done, but not by other place. And me'ila actually don't ask, wait a second, how could I be entertained to say, that if we would have said one miut, that since the miut are one place, that a miut, acha miut el rabbis, that the double miut actually is coming to include. What I mean, if that's what it would come to teach, then can lishtik minah of the kamri, then don't say anything. And where would you have thought to exclude this with miut acha miut el rabbis, that you need the double miut to actually come to include? I would have learned from it. So I don't need a miut acha miut el rabbis. How can you say that that's what I would have thought to say? So it says, Yishlema, holakash, you can say that's not difficult. Because the b'chod duchta, because every place that's a miut, any time we find shas, and we say that it's a miut after a miut. Max Rabbeinu Shmuel Kach Rabbeinu Shmuel asks the same question. He says, wait a second. The Torah wants to include, don't write the first miut, to have a double miut to include, just don't exclude, so you won't have to include. Matatzi answers, no, the Shema have a matin mekech shum Joshua kabochema bin Av. No, maybe, I'm not aware of it right now, but maybe that we would have excluded it from some Joshua, some kabochema, some bin Av. Lachi yitzuk mitachem ilar Abbas. Therefore, you need to have in whatever context it is a double meter to come to include. Can you show to come I can, but can't so to over here, although we're not, maybe not aware of it, we would have also maybe been reminded. And if you have to say, mea nachamid, to come to include, that's what I would have said, had only said one mead, I would have said it's larabas, and then you didn't have a mead in both contexts, a double, two mead. More of a says, if it's in lahakshas, no, so don't ask that idash lili mea nachamid, if I would have expounded it as a mea nachamid, then idach krush leish l'mayasa. If it's actually coming to include, then what would the third pasuk come to tell me, let's say the egla rufa, which, what's the point of it? If I'm already coming to include from the Mira Chamid. Well, that's just says, you could say, my parsha should never be nishnas. You could say, like, anytime it says a parsha and repeats it, yeah, seemingly unnecessarily, which the halacha is that it's only being taught because of something novel it's teaching, like the Zigmar Sensei, the Dav Gimel Aveiz. And so it says, you should know that that would be the reason why the return repeat another time. It could delidhu, because especially according to the mandam that we're discussing over here regarding those who hold that when you have two psukim saying the same idea, actually could come to teach. So wait a second. The question always is, if they hold that two psukim teach the same idea, could teach us to hold all the context. But then when you only have two psukim, so actually, so why is the other pasuk coming to be said? I mean, we know the mandam who says when you have two psukim teach the same idea, you cannot teach, because if they wanted you to learn, it would have said it one time, you would have learned it out. Why saying two times? To tell you, oh, only over here and nowhere else. But according to the Maho holds that you could teach, then what actually is the point of the second pasuk? Rather, you have to say, as we explained, that, oh, the second pasuk is there to tell you something novel about it, but not the primary halacha, because you would number one pasuk. So, too, you have to say the same thing over here, that, yeah, the Mirach, I would have said, is Larabbas, and the other pasuk is to teach us something novel about that where it says over there. Eloi, oh, that's one pshat. Inami, another purchase, Taisus. We could have said that according to the Gemara's Havmina, again, like we explained, that you would have said, Miach Amir L'Rabbis. And even so, yeah, you would need the third pasuk. Why? Because the Eloi, because of Shlishi, if not for the third pasuk, L'Rabbis, the Shin Luhu, Hanach Tre L'Muti, Ach Amir, because no, we actually would not have said a Miach Amir. Why? Because the Eloi, Sevel, Trumas Adesh, and Mitzvah, because let's say we would only said Trumas Adesh, and it's mute. Trumas Adesh, L'Abbi Utuhu, Trumas Adesh itself is not a Mir at all, because since it's the only time that it says Me'ila after the Mitzvah is done, so that would have been actually the source of Me'ilah after the mitzvah is done. So when it says V'samai, that would have been the only mute. Aval hashta mekech, they say by Eglarufa, but now that it says by Eglarufa, that this Me'ilah after the mitzvah is done, the hashta, Abdush, like Shum, now there's already three psukim saying the same idea. Havalik al-chad, k'may mute. So then essentially it's like each one is a mute, because you have three psukim saying the same idea, which no one says you learn that from there. Then essentially it's like trumas adeshin and it's meat like a meat achamid, because in the same context, and then we would have said bola rabbis, and that's why we need to have the other meat by glarufa to tell us that no, to exclude from here and not learn out from anyone else, and not to make it as a meat achamid larabbis. To next time, must begin with the gemara chalmutim and nice chalmutim and trumas. So why taka doesn't say it three times? So one second we can exclude from the laws of nicer, once come the laws of tuma, once come to exclude from the laws of Me'ila. That's why it says three times the exclusion of the laws of Dam from Kajam. Since I said it's a wonder. Because the Bechad Krasag L'Muti Tarvai, really, one pasuk would have been sufficient to exclude both Tuma and Nisr. Because the Kim and the Imit Chamina, once one of them would be excluded, Yalfin Idach Menev Gzer Shavu D'Chilul, I would already know the other one, from Gzer Shavu of Chilul, because Yalfin Lu Mehadod Perek B'Shamay, if the Moran Zavach and the Mehem and Av, and the Gabi Kajam and Achrim, compares the laws of Tuma to Nisr, so if they compare one to the other, so why do I need a separate meat for both of them? Once you know by one, you know by the other one. Balikash and says, now I have a difficulty. Is the habits of craw, actually, you really shouldn't need a pasuk for either one of them. Why? Keeping the pickle, it's all good. Since pickle, as the Gemara ultimately says, does not require a pasuk to exclude it from dam, because dam itself does not permit it itself as a permitter. So nice of a kabachim. If pigle, which is a very stringent halacha, where it's by a regular karbachatas, ubi di achas, and you could do it with one lapse of awareness. And you only have to know, meaning you only have to have one awareness at the end, what happened. You don't have to know beforehand. Emeloj machlali, pigle is never ever permitted, and yet in a chayav alav, in a chayav andam, so tumas, so regarding tumas, it'll be arid, which actually you make according to person's financial status, not like a chatzis kabua. And it has to be that you knew in the beginning and then you forgot and then you knew at the end. which is a leniency. For the Bechlal, it's also sometimes permitted the laws of Tumah in regard to Kachim. So like Koshkin, isn't all the more so that we would exclude down from there? So Bekim, then Avkalan Tumah Mekabachim Pigel. So once I know Tumah Mekabachim Pigel, then Hadi Afin and Nais of Bechil Chil, then you already know Nais of Tumah from the Exerge of Bechil. Because the Dabalam Mekabachim, because Tumah is Lam Mekabachim, which would be by Tumah, Chayzim Lam Exerge Shavah. You actually could subsequently teach it in Exerge Shavah to the Nais of Kadis and Perakit Mekabachim, like the Mekabachim says Zavadim Tumah, on the Mekabachim base. So why do you need a Pasuk at all? So this is merely, it seems to me, the Avagav, the Avad Gimara Kabachim is there. Because you're right, although that we do find this Kabachim from Pigel to that of Tumah, lift the Bedavar She'en L'Matirin to permit it from something that does not have Matirin, so you would seem to say that, okay, you have this Kabachim from Tumah. However, says Taisis, Mishum Tumah Kabachim Prichehu, but actually, that would be a flawed kavuchema. Why? Because ikel mevru, you could ask on this kavuchema, because the whole question is based on knowing tuma from kavuchema from pigel and then gzir shabbat to nicer. So he says, no, ikel mevru, you could refute that kavuchema. You could say, mala pigel, what do we find by pigel, which actually has certain leniencies. Shein neg lachazrika, there's no pigel after, if you have a machshav after the blood was already thrown. And it's also not something really wrong with animals. It's just a thought that Kohen is doing that way that has. And Mashain Matama, pigle also does not contaminate on a biblical level. Tembetumah, whereas, what are you going to say about Tumah? The Shaykh of Allah Hazrika, that Esther is even after the blood is thrown. So Begufa, it's also something wrong with the body. It's the animal itself that became tummy. And Mashain Matama, it also contaminates other things. So therefore, maybe you would say it actually would be Chayyab Badam, even though by pigle Yipater. I, but the Abarosamai Kabachayim, I think it's welcome, mixed this Kabachayim. It's not because that's really such a primary kavuchema. Ikareya gzeira shava samach. Really, the Gemara is relying on a gzeira shava. That the motzi lemelav chiluv chiluv minaiser. That you can learn a tuma from noiser a gzeira shava of chilu. I'm a noiser, you know, of an oven and pickle. That you know from gzeira shava, from pickle through gzeira shava. I bought the other from a kavuchema. I, the Gemara learns it out from a kavuchema. But like comment behind me, gzeira shava doesn't say it's really like we're saying over here from gzeira shava. You could say because we thought to say in a different way. In other words, that actually that there should be an isra of eating in a state of tumah also by dam, even though there's no matirin. Mehakesha, from the comparison to iskeshu achilas kodesh betumah, from the fact that it compares the eating of kodeshim in a state of tumah, l'shimish betumah, to do navoidu betumah, b'krodibi nazru. Where it says b'krodibi nazru, b'krodibi nazru, commercial perish rishon, like he explains over there with the simple understanding of the pasuk he's talking about, both by eating and by doing the avodah, in a state of tuma. Bereish perek beis dezvach, in the beginning of the second perek as well, left as well from a beis, and tais the masal elo. So there was a sugya that when you would have thought to say ki echad ikushimish betuma hava avodah v'shein l'matirin, and so too the primary halacha of doing the avodah is prohibited, even by somebody that does not have matirin, because obviously you're not allowed to do this because dam in a state of tuma. So, do you think to say the eating of kashrim in a state of tumah would be liable? So, therefore, even though from the gzeirah shava to pigel, you would have to say that there's no isra of eating dam in a state of tumah, but from the hekesh to comparing to avoid in a state of tumah, you would learn that there's the isra of achila of the dam in a state of tumah. So, the avagab the gzeirah shava adifa, although generally gzeirah shava is stronger than a hekesh, and here we're saying we have a gzeirah shava of chil chil, but shani hacha, here it's different, that because keeping the hekesh le'itzuch le'milachrini, since the hekesh is not necessary for anything else, and the gzeirah shava itzuch le'milachrini, the gzeirah shava is needed for other things, so we're supposed to say that the hekesh is actually better over here, that it should apply by dam. That's why it says the kavuchema to reject that hekesh. Because the keeping the pigle chamim becoming yom, since pigle is most stringent in many different areas, bein the chayv alud v'am sheshel material, and it's only liable for something that has permitters. Him came to stop, but let make b'tumah and b'gzeir shava. So it would be logical to learn tumah from it as through gzeir shava, like nidra shekeisha klala, not to make the hekesh at all. And so why did you learn from the hekesh? Because the inakol kach hekesh kam, it's not really such a bona fide hekesh. Because kimish lahuskur behedru b'krodi v'nazru chil v'shemesh doesn't really say explicitly in the pasuk v'nazru. Eating and doing the avodah, just says, which is a separate when they're in the state of Tumah. So therefore, it's better to exclude it from the Gzeir Shabbat of Chil Chil and not to include it from the Hekesh, also from a Kal V'Chomer, because even though it's a flawed Kal V'Chomer, because to learn the combination of Gzeir Shabbat, you could combine it, but the Kal V'Chomer from its own right is really a flawed Kal V'Chomer, and therefore you need a pasuk to say that there is no Issur Tumah by Dam, because you can't learn it as a Kal V'Chomer from Pickle. No, but Tosfos says, "Avol Hakasha." He says, "But what is difficult to me is still that since you're learning out for Tuma from Gzeirah Shavah from Pigel, so my answer, remember what you have to say over here that after we have three psukim to exclude Dam from Naisin Tuma Ilo the Davka, these three psukim Avol Pigel the Gemara says Loi Tzarkor does not need a pasuk from Dam like the Bashem Matin, something that's not a permitter, so it's not in the category of Pigel at all. Lamed Loi Tzarkor, why didn't you say you don't need a pasuk from the Gama Abba Abba Menaisa because you have the Gzeirah Shavah?" Which you know from Nais, which has a pasuk already, like within a fatuma from Gzeir Shama. Eli Yishon, rather, says a different approach. He says that the way you can answer all these questions is the Gzeir Shama, the oven, the chil chil, like nitna lamaita slibahed. It's only really what it says explicitly there in one of those psukim, that, let's say over there with Toma Kachi Akum, which explicitly over there in the pasuk of Toma, Vinaz Mikachi B'nei Yisrael. Alhani drashes lechem, behu lechaper, all these three drashes of that says, by Da'am of lechem, hu and lechaper. Really, a simple understanding of the pasuk only sounds like it's excluding dam from meila, and not from neisim tum. But other deshinim minayu neisim tum. I argue, learns it out to other things. Also neisim tum. In the meila, it's only if it has no application to meila. So we'll put it to some other application of neisim tum. But mekimin lenafki el beimain in. Since only learned it from imain linyan, so the gemini minayu exeshuva there, but that cannot be used to learn exeshuva b'chil chil because not explicitly over there. Therefore, that's why we need a meet by each one of them. And therefore, that answers the first question that you can learn out Tumah from Neiser Gzeir Shava, because it doesn't say explicitly by Neiser, and so to Pigel from Neiser would not be able to learn Dam, because it doesn't say this halacha explicitly of Neiser. When we're talking about Dam, it's really simple understanding is only talking about by Me'ilah.